The case of Eugene Debs soon came before the Supreme Court. In June of 1918, Debs visited three socialists who were in prison for opposing the draft, and then spoke across the street from the jail to an audience he kept enthralled for 2 hours. He was one of the country's great orators, and was interrupted again and again by laughter and applause. "They tell us that we live in a great free republic, that our institutions are democratic, that we are a free and self-governing people. That is too much, even for a joke. Wars throughout history have been waged for conquest and plunder, and that is war, in a nutshell. The master class has always declared the wars. The subject class has always fought the battles." Debs was arrested for violating the Espionage Act. There were draft-age youths in his audience, and his words would obstruct the recruiting or enlistment service. Debs refused at his trial to take the stand in his defense or to call a witness on his behalf. He denied nothing about what he said. But before the jury began its deliberations, he spoke to them. Amory Blaine inherited from his mother every trait except the stray, inexpressible few that made him worthwhile. His father, an ineffectual, inarticulate man with a taste for Byron and a habit for drowsing over the Encyclopedia Britannica, grew wealthy at 30 through the death of 2 elder brothers, and in the first flush of feeling that the world was his, went to Bar Harbor and met Beatrice O'Hara. In consequence, Stephen Blaine handed down to posterity his height of just under 6 feet and his tendency to waver at crucial moments, these two abstractions appearing in his son Amory. But Beatrice Blaine, there was a woman. Early pictures taken on her father's estate at Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, or in Rome at the Sacred Heart Convent, an educational extravagance that in her youth was only for the daughters of the exceptionally wealthy, showed the exquisite delicacy of her features, the consummate art and simplicity of her clothes. Known by name as a fabulously wealthy American girl to Cardinal Vittori and Queen Margarita and more subtle celebrities that one must have had some culture even to have heard of, she learned in England to prefer whiskey and soda to wine, and her small talk was broadened in 2 senses during a winter in Vienna.
"May as well be hanged for a sheep as hanged for a handkerchief. Miss Throckmorton taught us that eons ago. 'Cause I'd sort of had a reason to have come into the forbidden chamber, I peered through Dad's razor-sharp blind, over the glebe, past the cockerel tree, over moor fields, up to the Malvern Hills. Pale morning, icy sky, frosted crusts on the hills, but no sign of sticking snow, worse luck.' The doorbell went. I put the blind back to how it was, checked I'd left no other traces of my incursion, slipped out and flew downstairs to see who it was. The last 6 steps I took in one death-defying bound. Moron. Grinny, zitty as ever. His bum fluff's getting thicker, mind.
'You'll never guess what.'
'What?'
'You know the lake in the woods?'
'What about it?'
'It's only—'
Moron checked that we weren't being overheard.
'Gone and froze solid. Half the kids in the village are there right now. Ace DOS or what?'